Welcome back. It's been a little while, actually, since we had Damien Utar here on the program, so I thought what better way to kick off the new year than to welcome the Quincy Community Liaison to tell us what's going on and what's coming up. Damien, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Joe, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, pleasure. It's an open invitation, by the way. Just stop on by anytime. Just bang on the door and we'll let you in.
duly noted.
Okay. You know, there are folks, I always say this all the time, new folks coming to the city that probably don't know the city has you, mm-hmm. right, a community liaison. So mm-hmm. a good place to start is, what is your job, Damien, for the city?
You know, the shortest way to define my job is within the context of access mm-hmm. and ensuring that all our residents have quality access to the services that we provide. Now, there are lots of barriers and challenges in between, most of which is just ensuring that the public is informed about what we have,
right.
And how we're here to serve, but also, you know, what are the various systems and structures and yep. resources in place. So there are many barriers and variables, but essentially that is my role.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit maybe about some of your successes of the past year, you know, and things that you were able to achieve?
Yes. Yeah. The biggest success is just people being aware of the role, because as you know, this role came on stream in June of 2023. And so for a city this size, there are lots of people who didn't know and still don't know about the role. But thanks to just old-fashioned sort of boots on the ground
yep.
and just really connecting with people, also the first phase of developing a webpage, because a lot of folks, you know, who are more digitally savvy,
certainly.
That's typically where they will go to try to get information.
Yes.
So folks are discovering me and my role by using that platform.
Okay.
So I've been getting a lot more phone calls, a lot more emails, which is precisely what I want to see.
Sure. Through the city website?
Yes.
Through the city's website. And you have your own phone number as well?
I do. So I'm getting a lot of folks connecting with me that
Excellent.
Way. So that's a huge accomplishment. The other big piece is just building out relationships with all the departments.
Mm-hmm.
and various agencies throughout the city.
Sure.
That's a huge accomplishment, because folks who utilize those departments or those agencies sometimes have certain unique challenges that's making it difficult for them to really capitalize or having quality access to different spaces within the city.
Yeah.
So then those agencies or departments will connect those individuals to me.
Yep.
So that kind of being available in that manner helps the process.
Well, the title is right in your job description,
Precisely.
Liaison, right?
Exactly.
So you're serving as a liaison between the city and the public, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that there's visibility and knowledge, not just with residents, but also the various departments and mm-hmm. agencies, has been a huge success. The other, I would consider it a success. Mm-hmm. It's a bit intangible, but it's also sort of a slow grinding experience. But that is just building up trust.
Yes,
that I see as a huge accomplishment. It's very important to me that when I operate in a particular space, that folks trust me.
Mm.
Because that's really important. That's more than half the battle in terms of helping someone get quality access. Being able, especially in the environment we're in right now, there's really a lack of trust in government.
Yeah.
And so that is really a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. How will you be, that's a good point you brought up actually, how will you be now connecting with the new city councilors? There are, you know, seven that'll be.
Yes. So I did reach out to all.
Okay.
And I've gotten responses from most. I've met with at least one
okay.
thus far. And so it's how do I work with them to really achieve what I believe our shared goal is, which is to, you know, serve the public
mm-hmm.
and to provide quality service to the public. And so partnering with them and understanding their goals and their strategy around connecting with the public, I'm hoping that we can work in partnership to do that.
Okay. You know, you talked about some barriers, some obstacles, some hurdles. What are some of the key ones that you see?
You know, I think one of the biggest barriers is, you know, people don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
And I think I remember using that phrase the last time I was here.
Yeah.
And part of my job is to help them navigate that process. How do you get to a point of understanding what you need to know?
Yeah.
And then from there, how do you go about getting the answers? And so I think that's one of the biggest barriers. Secondly, I think, you know, people are just overburdened with just what life has to throw at them. And so just folks not wanting to engage, quite frankly. You know, they go to work, they come home, and that's it. You know, just leave me alone type thing, you know?
Yep.
And how do you, again, it goes back to that word trust. Because without trust, there is no conversation, right? So that's one of the biggest barriers as well. Just the third barrier, actually, mm-hmm. is also for folks who do want to engage, it's just, you know, information. We do a great job, I think, as a city, putting information out. It's done through your program and other programs at QATV. There are other spaces. There's actually an app that a lot of people don't know about, but there's an app called Discover Quincy that has a whole range of information from where you can dine to different events and tours and so on. And so there are lots of things going on, but you know, when I meet people a lot of times, they'll say, you know, I don't know. I didn't know this was happening.
I said the same thing to you about the Discover Quincy app this morning. I did not know.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but you know, I learned that through just boots on the ground and going out and sort of, you know, connecting.
Yes.
But I also think that just, you know, having a space where the information flow can be consistent. Mm. And the other thing is that a lot of people are not really, they don't use apps and they don't use technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, you know, word of mouth, quite frankly, is how you're going to reach a lot of people.
Yeah.
So my hope in connecting and partnering with the city council and other stakeholders who they're in the community as well, is that we could sort of hopefully team up, you know, and kind of connect with the public and just be available so as to be able to answer questions and present information.
So would you, I mean, I'm sure you've already done this, be a guest speaker at, say, a civic association meeting or a garden club meeting or at the Kennedy Center.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Yep, absolutely. You know, just having that presence to be able to, first of all, it would help with, you know, educating the public of my role.
Right.
That's number one. And number two, answering questions and developing that communication feedback loop.
Yes. Yeah. Is language also an issue in the city, Damien? Are you finding that to be a barrier?
Yes. And I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's also one of my achievements.
Oh.
So I am currently the person responsible for the language access for the city. And so we've been getting a lot of requests from individuals, from departments, from agencies to translate documents or also to have in-person translators. One of the counselors is having a community event this Sunday at the Thomas Crane Library, and I think it's at 2 o'clock. And you know, there's going to be an interpreter there. So that's one tangible example of what I mean by partnering with the city council.
Yes.
And so I plan to be present as well.
Okay, so very good. So you have a busy weekend ahead of you because
indeed.
Are also the master of ceremonies at the Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast.
I am.
Yes.
And I'm really excited. I was learning a little bit about the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
And just his role in history, quite frankly.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So it's retired Brigadier General Enoch Woody Woodhouse.
Yes.
Turned 99 years old.
Yes.
Wednesday. There was a big party out at Marina Bay for him.
Yes.
But notably, is he the last remaining Tuskegee Airman?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that is, I mean, really living history.
Yeah.
He'll be living history.
That's why I'm really looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, I bet.
Just to hear his experience. And what struck me about him, though, and his family, or at least his mom, was at that time in U.S. history, for a mom, a parent, who's African American,
yes,
and given the African American reality at that time,
World War II era, we're talking
exactly, yeah, yeah, to say, you know, it's your duty to serve your country. I find that to be remarkable.
Probably knowing what obstacles he, yeah, and his brother would face, right? Yeah. They both joined the military, yeah, at the same time. Yeah, he was, yeah, only 17 years old.
Yeah, I'm literally getting chills just thinking about,
right,
it.
Yeah.
That to know that as a family, given, and but they still felt patriotic.
Yes.
Even given what they were experiencing.
Yes.
Remarkable.
Really, her, she's part of the story.
Yes.
You know, for,
yes,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure he'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well. But we should, you know, just to give a little background on the speaker, member of the famed 332nd Fighter Group. So these are the first Black naval, mm-hmm, aviators, all Black naval, mm-hmm, aviators, mm-hmm, and really broke a lot of the racial stereotypes, mm-hmm, of the time to say, hey, we can do this just as well, if not better, mm-hmm, and they did so in the European theater, mm-hmm, really racking up, you know, Congressional Gold Medal, all kinds of different accolades, really changing, I think, the perception.
Yes.
You know, of what those folks could do.
Yes.
And paving the way for future generations. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Including myself.
Including yourself. Yeah, exactly. The breakfast itself is, let's see, Monday morning, the doors open at 8:30. It starts at 9 a.m. It is free, and it's at the Terrell Room. Anybody can attend.
Absolutely.
And you encourage them to do so?
100%.
Why is this important, Damian? Why is it important for the city to recognize Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
You know, when you think of who Dr. Martin Luther King was, and as I was reflecting on the breakfast,
yeah,
and I was also reflecting on our times right now, he really personified what it meant to deal with adversity, but to do so in a way with a level of class, mm, and decency, and the emphasis on nonviolence.
Yes.
That, you know, we could do with some of his lessons today.
Mm.
And so I am proud that our city is choosing to recognize that and to recognize it in a way that, by inviting someone like Brigadier Woodhouse.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important for us to pause and think about what Martin Luther King embodied,
mm-hmm,
and really try to take a piece, just a little piece, of what he was trying to accomplish at that time and how that juxtaposes with where we are today.
Yeah. For younger generations too, right? They,
yes,
might not be aware of the story.
Absolutely.
Or the history that led up to ultimately his violent end, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's the price he paid. But,
right,
you know, I choose to focus more on his message.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we engender and personify in our own lives? You know, there are always going to be differences of opinion. Mm. There are always going to be friction, if you will. But, mm-hmm, you know, let's just do it in a civil manner and a nonviolent way.
That was the essence of his preaching.
Absolutely.
He was a reverend, right?
Yes.
That was the essence of his message, was nonviolence.
Yeah. I'm sure he was tempted at times.
We're all human, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he was able to overcome that.
Right. Talks about that a lot too. After the breakfast, there's another event actually in the afternoon, right?
Yes,
on Hancock Adams Common, right?
Yes,
yeah,
at the United First Parish Church.
Yes,
at 2 p.m. I,
yep,
believe, from,
right,
2 to 3, where individuals are going to be reading passages of what he wrote.
Yes,
and I think that would be a good way to really focus and, you know, walk away with something, and think. I would encourage the public to find something that they could take away and just focus on for that day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the message.
Indeed.
Yeah. What else do you want to accomplish in the new year? We didn't talk too much about your goals for the new year.
Well, you know, it's more of what we've been working on.
Okay.
But really kind of pushing out more of a visibility of the role. Building trust. That's a little intangible, but I think it's really important, mm, to be able to do that. Since we do live in a digital age,
mm-hmm,
really working with IT, the city's IT department,
yep,
to assess the digital footprint. So getting an understanding of what are people looking at, what are they researching, and how can I sort of inject my role into that space to be a source for them.
Okay.
Continuing to build out partnerships with the different stakeholders, and really looking at the barriers and working with, in a collaborative way, to really focus on the solutions. Developing systems to collect data and track data, because I think that's really important to really understand, you know, are you making inroads? Are you really making progress?
Yes.
If you don't have the data, then it's just conjecture.
Yes.
You know, it's not tangible.
Right.
So that's one of the goals that I have.
Okay. You are a department of one. So
exactly. So that's why trust,
yeah,
partnerships, and really developing relationships is so important,
yes,
in my role.
Folks can reach out, email, phone, is that the best
absolutely
way?
That okay. is the best way to reach out to me. And you know, if folks, I'm very much open to feedback and suggestions.
Okay.
So absolutely, if there's an issue, you can certainly call for that.
Okay.
But if you have suggestions, because you know, people are out and about, they see things, they hear things. And so any feedback is welcome.
Okay, and they can request you to come speak to their group, perhaps?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Quite a number of folks within the past year have done so.
Good.
And I have showed up.
Okay, good.
So it doesn't really matter whether it's during the week or the weekend.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we should share with folks right now?
No, just to continue working together to make Quincy one of the best cities to live and work, and I'm here, I'm available, and we're the best.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to catch up with you, Jamie, and please come back anytime.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.